Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for a podcast and radio show dedicated to all things Kentucky sports? Bingo, bango, bongo, Big Blue.
Everybody's ready to go. He's ready to go. I'm ready to go. And you're ready to go.
You're locked in to the hottest radio show and podcast in the Bluegrass State.
What'd you think of their energy? Unbelievable. That's who you gotta be.
From Pikeville to Paducah, and all points in between, we give you an in-depth and sometimes extremely opinionated view of the Wildcats. The phone lines are now open.
And why are you making fun of Tim Double X? I mean, come on now.
Yes.
It's Wildcat Sports Talk, presented by the Kentucky Daily. Now, let's join the two guys that bring the action every single week. Adam Webb and Tim Brandstetter.
Welcome into Wildcat Sports Talk, presented by the Kentucky Daily. My name is Adam.
And my name is Tim.
Want to thank you guys so much for tuning in to another edition of the show that, it's a little later this week because of Thanksgiving,
yeah.
Right? So,
yeah, that thing.
You know,
yeah.
That thing, you know, where everybody ate, so... But for those of you on radio, it's no later for you. Thanks for tuning in. As always, got a big-time week this week. Cats did not get it done against Gonzaga. They did, however, get it done against North Florida. And there's that. So.
Yeah. You know, you won the one that we really wanted to win, didn't win the one that we really wanted, and then won the one we knew we would win.
Right.
Not a surprising week, honestly, man. Not a surprising week. Gonzaga's a really good team. They're a really good team. They're well coached, and, Kentucky had its chances against Gonzaga. I mean,
yep.
Pretty frustrating, you know, that they had the game right there and could have won it.
You're on with Wildcat Sports Talk. Who is this?
Hello, everybody. How's everybody going?
How's it going,
how
man?
How you doing? How you doing, John?
How you doing, Mr. Adam? How you doing, Mr. Tim?
Doing good, Big John. How you, brother?
Doing pretty good. I just wanted to give my few comments on Kentucky basketball and just my prediction tomorrow.
Sounds good.
A lot of people, you know, I jumped, I think, the gun a little bit on the Gonzaga game. I rewatched it, and there was a couple things there where I went, and I fast-forwarded to the second half, which there was a lot better spacing. There was more opportunities to knock down shots. If you remember right, we was down, I think, 5 points with about, 14 minutes to go?
Yeah, I remember that.
It was about 13 minutes to go, and Frederick and Reeves missed two or three wide-open shots.
Mm-hmm.
And if they hit those shots, Kentucky has a chance to cut that lead to two, cut it to one. Instead, they go down, Gonzaga does, and they go back up 12.
Yeah, sure.
And it's just like – and a lot of people don't seem to grasp, which I understand people's upset with the offense. I'm not happy with it. But Kentucky had their chances there. But then there's another thing on that aspect of it. We was playing on the road in a hostile environment. with a bunch of kids that, you know, some, you know, Wallace is a freshman.
Right.
Which I know they're not kids, they're grown men, but at the end of the day, they're still kids to me because they're still learning the playbook. They haven't all really played together. You know, with Oscar being hurt, Wheeler being hurt. And there's just a lot. That's a lot to handle for a young team and what they're doing, you know, going on a road and playing a team like Gonzaga that early.
Yeah.
I agree with you, man.
Well, John,
and I'm not saying that we shouldn't have. You get what I mean? I'm not saying that we should have won, but at the end of the day, I see where we lost by 16. I can see that because it being an early season game. I mean, looking around college basketball, Villanova just lost today to Portland.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right, John. We got other callers on the line, but it's good to hear
from
you, man.
Like I said, I'm picking the Cats tomorrow. Go Cats, L's down. We're gonna wear them out tomorrow. Go Big Blue.
Go Big Blue. Thanks, John. You're on with Wildcat Sports Talk. Who is this?
Hey, this is Gary Odey, Mr. Adam Webb. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Gary, how you doing?
Outstanding, sir.
It's good to hear from you. What you got? What you got for me tonight? Are you there?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah. What you got for me tonight?
Well, I just want to first of all say, as we're wrapping up this, doing great. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you trying to listen to it on the phone and me?
Yeah. Hold on a second. Let me get that off of here. Hold on.
Yeah. Just turn that off so you can hear.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be a delay.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. Letter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I just want to say, to you and Tim, as we're bringing this football season, this underwhelming, disappointing football season because of the expectations and the bar that's been raised and everything, the football season is coming to an end now. I just want to say that you guys did a heck of a job this year, and I enjoy listening to you guys every week. So thank you guys for what you do, first of all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, and as far as Stoops and his contract extension, I'm all for that. The continuity, stability, I'm all for that. That's great. That's what we need. That's what we've needed for years. Moving forward, come on, Mark. Come on, buddy. You got to make some changes. We've got to stop being so stubborn and conservative. And we're not Iowa. This is not Iowa. This is SEC, buddy.
Yeah,
I feel you on that one.
Mr. Ruffalo has had every opportunity to be successful, and we're just not getting it done. And this being the last game would be a nice chance to go ahead and give Chance for a legitimate shot at being field goal one for not only the rest of this year, but for next year too. Or we're looking at losing a quality kicker. We don't want to do that. And also, we're not only recruit, as everybody knows, we're not only recruiting top recruits in the country, we're recruiting our own talent and current wide receivers and other playmakers. That we've got to fight like heck to keep these guys. A new OC or a change of philosophy will go a long way in that regard, as you guys know. So I just want to
exactly
update
right
on that.
Yeah, that's good. That's good, man. Well, yeah. But, awesome.
It's hard falling up John Hammond's, though. That's always a tough thing to do, though, by the way.
Yeah, it's hard to do. It's hard to do. It's.
But yeah, I just want to say you guys keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate you guys, and looking forward to seeing you guys get us through basketball season.
All right.
Hey,
well,
thanks,
go,
Gary.
Go Cats. Take care, Gary.
Go Cats. All right. Good.
All right. 859-428-8419 is the number to call. If you're listening on the radio, you can do that. Yeah, number one North Carolina fixing to take an L.
Maybe. There's a lot of game left, looks like.
No, there's not.
How much time's left?
There's just a few seconds left. 19.4 seconds in Iowa State is up by 3 at the moment as we are giving you the update. Now, if you're on radio, of course, that's different. But
you done know what happened.
The Iowa State has the ball. So
it's over. So which is good. But good call by Gary. Gary asked a couple questions. Good call. I think he's right, man. I think today's game where you can transfer and stuff, we've got to recruit our own players as much as we got to recruit new players.
I agree.
And we've got to get a more appealing offense that kids will want to come play offense at Kentucky. Right now it's going to be hard to convince, you know, offensive players to come in and keep this thing going. I mean, you know, you're going to have to sell them on – you're going to have to come in and turn it around for us.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's tough, man.
I agree. Yes, college basketball is wide open this season. I agree.
So we're getting you ready. If you're listening on the radio, for sure, we appreciate you guys, and we're getting you ready for the Kentucky-Louisville football game. The Cats trying to win 4 in a row against Louisville.
Yeah, and actually they have the longest non-conference winning streak in the nation right now at 19.
On the
going
line.
For 20. Against Louisville. So that's a big deal, and you gotta like that. You mentioned earlier, Tim, Louisville is leading the nation in sacks.
Number one.
That's
in the
not going to be good for Will Levis. I mean, you know, our O-line did okay against Georgia, though. Shockingly enough,
and
they did okay and held their
Will
own.
Will did better at getting rid of the ball and tucking it and running.
Yeah.
So maybe that'll, you know, we need that. We come at the right time. I mean, hopefully Will decides.
Yeah, it would have been nice about six games ago.
Oh, it would
but,
have been
you know.
Great, yeah. Yeah, four games or something at least, you know.
You know?
It would have been awesome.
But college basketball is wide open this season. As I said, I mean, it's all over the place. But, yeah, it looks like Iowa State's getting ready to seal the deal right here, yes. And so that's that on that. I mean, that's awesome. Don't foul.
So Will Levis trying to move into the sixth spot as the school's all-time list of quarterbacks with passing yards.
That's right. Make sure you share this everywhere you can, and get on the line. Get on the horn, 859-428-8419. I want to hear from you and hear what you have to say. Iowa State starting to celebrate now. They see it coming, and they're about to knock off the number one team in the land. A lot of people say, why are we not in that PK90 tournament? I'll tell you why. You know why we're not in that tournament? It's because if we ended up in that tournament, we'd lose more games, and we just can't do that.
I don't know if that's why, but that's why I'm glad
that's
we're not.
That's why we're not. I
that's
mean,
why we're glad we're not.
We just can't afford to lose a bunch of games at the beginning of the season.
No.
You know, and Cal's teams, sometimes they're ready for March, and sometimes they're not. And people just have to understand that that's just the way it is. So that's ball game, and that's that, and that's it. So there it is. Iowa State knocks off the number one team in the country. Final score is 70-65. So there's your scoop right off the rip.
So Adam, so, you know how you just said that Louisville leads the nation currently in sacks.
Uh-huh.
You know Kentucky is the 126th ranked team in allowing sacks.
That's good. So two of the bigger dynamics.
We might get sacked on every play.
Might.
First down sack, second down sack, third down sack,
yep.
And punt it.
So what's your frustration with Kentucky basketball right now?
Basketball. We're going to talk basketball. My frustration in basketball is stubbornness. If I could, one word, it would be stubbornness.
And specifically what?
I think we're stubborn on we'll never, ever throw in a different defense at any point. And before all these basketball bennies come at me and go, you can't play a zone. You can't play that 1-3-1. They'll eat you up. Okay, getting eat up now. You can't score more than 3 points on a possession without getting fouled. That's all you can do. Without getting fouled, threes as high as you can score. You know, and they're hitting threes on us all the time. They're going in the lane, and, man, we're giving up too many one-on-one drives to the basket. One-on-one, court spread wide open. One-on-one drives to the basket. We can't stop them. So what do? You have to go to a zone just for a minute. Switch to a zone and get them confused, get them upset. Go 3-2 zone, go 1-3-1. Just see how they react to it. Hey, there's a lot of possessions in a basketball game, right?
Yeah.
Let's just try a few and see how they react to it. What's it going to hurt? I mean, it ain't like, oh, man, we went to a zone. Now we can't take it back. Now I look, you know, like a dummy. No, just try it. They're scoring every time anyway.
Tennessee's up 10-2 over Kansas right now.
I don't need no bad news. But anyway, my frustrations are that the lack of changing up defense and sometimes when we need it. And my other frustration is we stand around on offense. We just stand around on offense. There's no really set plays being ran. Everybody spreads out, throws it around. The only thing we do is try to throw it down low to Shibwe. And I'm going to say right now, Oscar Shibwe is maybe – I might be willing to go ahead and say he's my favorite player to ever put on a Kentucky uniform. I love Oscar Shibwe, but he is not the player that you run your offense through. You do not go down the court and give Oscar the ball and expect him to just make a play and score for you. He's not that kind of player. Oscar's the kind of player that makes everybody better. He's the kind of player that's a utility guy. He does all the little things better than anybody, and that's what he does, and he plays with a lot of heart and passion. He complements your offense. He can't be your offense.
Exactly. And also, I love the fact that Jacob Toppin's willing to step out and shoot 15-footers, but if that's our offense this year, we're not winning a championship.
Well, I that's to me, that's one of the bright spots.
I know you keep saying that, but I don't understand – I mean, if that's our offense, but I mean, if that's our offense, though, we're not going to win
a championship. I'll tell you right now, game on the line, we're in a half-court set, coming out of a half-court set with a game on the line. Who do you want to shoot it? I want Toppin to shoot a mid-range jumper for the game if we're down one or tied. I want Toppin shooting it.
You've lost your mind.
Dude, what's looked better than you lately? What's looked better?
What would
you go to?
I would go to Sevier Wheeler driving lane.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You just throw it to him and let him go.
Yes.
We just said he's not that kind of player.
But Sevier Wheeler?
No, I was confused. I thought you meant Oscar. Yeah, I mean, I want Sevier Wheeler driving the lane, but I'm just saying if they play off of him 10 foot, like, you know, the negative thing is on him, you know, if they play off of him 8 or 10 feet and he can't get through there and it's all congested up, I guess my point is, who do you want shooting the last second shot? Right now, with the way the last two games went, Jacob Toppin is nothing but the bottom of the net, man. I never thought I'd ever say that, but he is.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, he looks like Jeff Shepard coming off that screen, shooting that mid-range jumper. It's smooth as silk, man. What kind of comments we got? I can't see them.
Toppin is confident right now. Oscar is the man, yes. Tim Brandstetter, team ball. And then, of course, Mike says Reeves. Yeah, well, you know, Reeves, the only thing about Reeves is – like, he's good, but he's just a shooter. That's it. And if we're not going to set a play for him, then I'd much rather have Jacob
Reeves
Toppin shooting.
Hey, listen,
footers.
I love Reeves, and I loved Reeves a lot more before the last game. And he came out and played well. I love Reeves. I do. And I wouldn't care a bit for him shooting the last shot. Okay, I'm going to say that first. But he missed some shots last game that would have really got us over the hump and put us back in the game.
Toppin inside of three, Reeves for the three. Now, that
there
I can
go.
Take.
There you go. I agree.
Now, that we can take.
I agree. But if I get to pick one and we're down, we're tied or down one, I'm going with Toppin because he's so smooth. He's got so much confidence in that shot.
But, see, I would say if you're down three, I would even try to take Sevier Wheeler straight inside depending on how many seconds are left. It's like 30 seconds. I'd take it straight inside just to see if you could, you know,
yeah, you gotta
draw a
the
foul.
Game, yeah. But if you just got tired for one shot, I'd go to Reeves. I still trust Frederick. I think if Frederick's open, I still trust him to knock down a three. He's not played well, but he's a pure shooter, man.
Well.
Not played well lately, but I still got a lot of faith in Frederick. What do you think?
Yeah, I got faith in him.
But, I mean, that's the thing, man. We're looking at this Kentucky basketball team, Adam, and there's so many players on this team that I really like a lot. Like, I like, you know, I like Wheeler driving the lane because he's so fast and he can get by people. I like Reeves and Frederick shooting the three. I love the way Toppin's get the mid-range jumper. Oscar is Oscar. I mean, what's not to love about him? Even Ugana come in and played some valuable minutes last game.
Right. Yeah. He did.
So, I mean, there's a lot of positives on this team. Maybe they'll get it together in jail.
Yeah, I agree. Well, when we return, we're going to talk a little more. We're going to take your phone calls as we get you set for Louisville at Kentucky. That's later on. But let's analyze some more basketball. And then what has Kentucky got to do to win? And also want to remind you as well, for those of you listening on the radio – on 106.3, the big one, you can check out North Laurel Basketball. That's right. You can check that out on our Facebook page. We'll be right here. That's going to be going on at 11 o'clock on Saturday. So
We'll be on radio and Facebook.
We will be on local radio in London as well as on Facebook. But make sure that for those of you out there listening, wherever you are, check it out. You can see Reed Sheppard play along with Gavin Chadwell, Knox Central. Now he's at North Laurel and others. I mean, Davidson's another one. They've just got some good players on that side of the at North Laurel. So I'm excited about it, and you should be too. And that's going to be right here. We're going to be streaming all of that action, and going from there. Yeah, if we score more points, we will win. That's for sure. We'll be right back. You're listening to Wildcat Sports Talk, presented by the Kentucky Daily.
If you've been injured in an accident through no fault of your own, you have options. Don't let insurance companies tell you what your case is worth. Call me, Jeremy Bryant, at 606-261-7381. At Bryant Law, we want you to get the highest possible recovery for your injuries. We can help you with your car wreck, slip and fall, or workers' compensation case. No one should have to withstand the pain, suffering, and inconvenience of a debilitating injury without just compensation. Bryant Law, experience you can trust. Come see Kentucky Creative Bistro and Gallery at South Park Center in Corbin. We are an art gallery and bistro serving a variety of sandwiches, cakes, and coffees. We cater to offices, large groups, and deliver to the local area. If you dine in, you'll experience the vast talent that Kentucky has to offer. Our selections for sale include paintings, photography, and crafts. If you are a Kentucky artist wanting to get your work out to the world, contact us today. We are also now seeking writers for our new endeavor, Kentucky Creative Press.
Cyber Solutions is Southeastern Kentucky's new premier web development company. Find contact information on our website at cybersolutionsky.com. Cyber Solutions offers web development services to small businesses and sole proprietors for $999. Let us develop your website and help grow your business. E-commerce websites available for the same price. We offer referral fees too. Find contact info at cybersolutionsky.com. Let us help you prosper. cybersolutionsky.com.
Floodwaters in eastern Kentucky have destroyed homes and businesses, displaced families, devastated communities, and claimed the lives of our fellow Kentuckians. Radio and television stations across the Commonwealth have united as one voice to help our fellow Kentuckians in need. Please consider supporting the Team Eastern Kentucky Flood Relief Fund today. Simply go to kba.org and click the Donate Now button. This message of hope is provided by the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station.
What rhymes with great?
Participate.
Where does greatness start? Here, in the classroom.
On this island.
In the pool. On the field.
Where will your greatness take you?
To better grades.
To more friends.
Yeah!
Be great.
Participate!
Welcome back to Wildcat Sports Talk.
Wildcat Sports Talk is presented by the Kentucky Daily. If you want to tune in and call in, rather, you can call the Kentucky Daily hotline at 859-428-8419. We were talking off the air. Yeah, Louisville's favored. Which is unbelievable, because you told me at the end of the beginning of the year that was going to be the case.
Actually, I just looked at it again, and it looks like Kentucky is a 2.5.
Two and a half point favorite.
So
Kentucky,
it's a toss-up.
So it's a toss-up game, which if you'd have told me at the beginning of the season, I would have thought we'd be favored by 14 or 15 at least.
That's what it looked like early on.
You know? But here we are. You know, what do you do?
Here we are, man. And, man, I can't wait for us to give our predictions at the end of this show. Curious to see what yours is.
Well, I've got mine already.
I pretty much got mine too. I don't have the exact score total, but I got mine too.
I know what I want, so we got that. So,
yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, what are some of the keys that Kentucky's got to do to win
the football game?
Against Louisville.
Well, I'll say this, and we've pretty much already talked about it and hit on it, but My biggest key to victory against Louisville is we can't lose big yardage on sacks. I know that sounds easy. They're leading the nation in sacks, and it sounds easy to come up with that key, but that's it. That's the key to the game is we can't lose big yard on sacks because that's one of our biggest weaknesses. We'll have a drive going, and we're a 2-3-4 yard team. We get 3 to 4 yards of play, you know, at times, and that's what we do. Every now and then we'll throw an 8 or 10 yard pass, but very rarely. But we like to get 3-4 yards at a time. Okay, when you get 3-4 yards at a time, and then you lose a bunch on a sack, 10-12 yards, then you lose it. You're destroying yourself. We got to play ahead of the sticks, as all the old ball coaches used to say when I'd interview them in high school. We got to play ahead of the sticks. And you do that, you're going to find yourself in the game. Can't turn it over. Man, I think it's going to be a really, really tough game.
Yeah, me too. Achilles Owens says, I miss the days of Kentucky basketball being feared. They are not anymore. I feel like this is a make or break it year for Cal. Next year we have a whole new group of one-and-dones coming in. I don't think we'll ever win another championship with a one-and-done team. I don't know about that because I'm going to say this. I mean, next year's team's going to be good. And honestly, a lot of the folks don't realize, like, we've had some veteran teams. This is Cal's most oldest team he's ever had. I don't think he can coach veterans. And he's much better at rolling the ball out there with one-and-dones and hoping for the best. That's what happened in 2012, although you had some role players on that team. But the thing is, in 2012, you had Anthony Davis, who's a freak of nature.
Well, I was getting ready to say, Adam, I don't know if I want to say that he was able to do so much better with one-and-dones because 2012, you put Anthony Davis on about 10 different teams, and they're the national champions. Anthony Davis was going to win the national championship, and he could have done that on at least 10 teams, at least. So, I don't know, man. I like having the veterans out there. I like having the transfer guys. But it's just tough, man, because it feels like the offense is so stagnant. I mean, it just kind of stand around offense, and it's boring to watch. And I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm pretty frustrated with the offense right now. I'm pretty frustrated with basketball right now, to be honest with you. I mean, I know we got a lot of talent. I'm not giving up on them. I think we can gel. We can come together. But the problem is we can look at it and we can go, well, you know, Cal's not an X's and O's guy. He's not running an offense. That's what we've been saying. That's what I've been saying. That gets me frustrated. But there's also a part of it, too, where these players are not, like, they're not being aggressive enough. They're not looking for their shot enough. They're not shooting quick enough. They're not coming off screens hard enough, and they're not cutting hard enough.
Yeah, I agree. Let's switch kind of gears for a second and talk a little bit about obviously next year's class, but more specifically Reed Sheppard. Where does he fit into this team?
Man, that's so tough to say because, I mean, you know, I think one of the common things among Kentucky fans, and I understand it, they'll go, he won't play. Like, you hear that all the time. You know what I mean? Like, well, he won't play. Well, they say that basing off of other Kentucky kids going to Kentucky.
Did you hear, by the way?
And not playing that much.
Well, did you hear that thing come out about Dante Allen being ineligible to play because of his previous school?
No.
Yeah. There was like some sort of thing that kind of flew under the rug there.
He's been playing, ain't he?
Well, he was ruled out for a couple of games.
I wasn't paying any attention.
And then they never really said anything else about it.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It's a weird story and makes you wonder anyway.
But anyway, about the Reed Sheppard thing. So my point is you hear a lot of people go, well, he won't play. He ain't going to play a lot. He won't play much at all. He won't play at Kentucky. I think Reed Sheppard's a different kid than what people think. When people say he won't play, I don't really think you know what kind of player Reed Sheppard is. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying Reed Sheppard's going to go out there and lead the team in scoring and he's going to be the best athlete on the floor and he's going to blow by people and dunk over them and this and that. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying he's John Wall. But what I'm saying is Reed Sheppard is a big-time recruit, a top 20, top 30 player in the nation for a reason. He knows the game. Reed Sheppard makes the game look easy, Adam. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
He makes the game look easy. Like, he looks like he's walking. and he'll have 20 points and 8 rebounds and 5 assists before you know it, and you're like, I didn't even see him do anything. He knows the game. Here's the thing I want Kentucky fans to know about Reed Sheppard, is when he gets the ball, even if it's on a rebound or somebody throws it into him on the inbounds, he's looking down the court. Reed Sheppard gets the ball, he's looking down the court to throw it ahead. A lot of players don't do that. A lot of players want to get it and run with their head down. Reed Sheppard knows the game of basketball, and his basketball IQ is what's going to get him on the floor.
And that's why it's a little bit different than the situation with Dante Allen.
Yes.
I mean, it just is. Not to knock Dante Allen. Dante Allen's a great player, and who he is.
He was a scorer out of high school, which Reed is too, but he was a three-point shooter that was taller than all the other guards and shot over them and was a high scorer. But Reed Sheppard's that kind of guy that can run your offense for you. He can run the plays. He can set the tempo. He knows the game.
People said, you got Dillingham and Wagner. I don't know how he even starts.
I didn't say he was going to start. And why do you have to start? I mean, you got 7 or 8 guys playing 25 minutes a game or something. You don't have to. I'm not saying he's going to start. I'm saying he'll play.
He's going to be a 2 or 3 year player, guys.
Yeah.
Everybody understand, this is not a kid that's going to be a one and done.
Unless he turns out to be a hero.
And he could do that. Some of our fan base is ridiculous over here saying he will transfer. Y'all crazy.
Yeah, no, he's too good.
No, his family ties here, he's not going
to. I mean, he would have to really be dumped on, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
To transfer, it'd have to be bad.
It'd have to be really bad. And what we know.
Here's the thing. You guys, a lot of guys, we've talked to him. We've talked to him several times. We've talked to his dad. We've talked to his mom. We ate cake with his mom. I'll tell you what.
While we're here, I'm just going to rerun that interview. I'm going to rerun that interview with Jeff and let you guys hear that. So those of you that are here watching, if you've not got a chance to see this, we were able to interview Jeff Sheppard after Reed's signing, his official signing to UK. And here it is.
Here with Jeff Sheppard, of course, 2-time national champion and father to Reed Sheppard. Jeff, what does this mean for you?
Well, Stacy and I are really proud of, you know, both of our kids, and for Reed to be able to have the opportunity to play at Kentucky is obviously special. You know, he's been to SEC tournaments and, traveled around the state with us and kind of seen the life of some old ball players and the significance of basketball to this state and to families and kids and these communities. So for him to be able to be a part of it and get on the floor and really be a part of the Kentucky basketball history is obviously really special, and we're really, really proud.
Now, you mentioned earlier that, you know, and Reed mentioned this too, that you would have supported no matter where he went. How much more special is it that he decided to go to Kentucky?
Well, you know, we're Reed's parents, first of all. So, you know, that is our primary allegiance is, you know, we're mom and dad to Reed and Madison, for that matter. So that was his priority. So we wanted him to go through his own process. We wanted to be there for him, help him. But ultimately, you know, we each have to make our own decisions. And so that was the process that Reed went through. On the other hand, we're Kentucky fans, and Kentucky's a part of our life. We obviously played there. We are fans. And so that exists, and we didn't hide that by any stretch of the imagination, but we didn't lead with that either. We led with, we're here for you, we're your parents, we want you to go through your own process. So when he decided to go to Kentucky, you know, we were excited because we were his parents, but we were also excited because we're Kentucky folks and Kentucky fans.
So, you know, last season, at the end of the season, we posted a video of you getting pretty emotional as North Laurel was punching their ticket to state. It went out everywhere. And, you know, one of the things that stood out to me, though, is that you had mentioned in the interview that they were all of your kids.
Yeah.
And that you've worked with those guys. just kind of, you know, reiterate that a little bit and tell us a little bit how about that felt.
Sure. Well, I mean, we live in, you know, London, Kentucky, and we've been here all of our kids' lives. And, you know, when you're a part of a community and you know the teachers in your community and you go to church in a community and you live here and you shop here and you eat out, you get to be a part of the community. And, you know, we know a lot of families, and we've been together, and we travel together. And so, you know, Stacy and I have a unique background because of our background in basketball. But once again, we're still just parents. And so when your kids get to experience something, especially after they've been together all of their life, then we know how special that is, because we can look back on our life and look at professional teams we played for and college teams and we played for, but there's something special about representing your community, the community that you live in, that you grew up in. And so Reed will go on and do a lot of fun things with basketball, but when he reflects back on his basketball career, these memories will be very special.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff, and again, congratulations to you and your family.
Thank you.
All right, so there you have it. I mean, you know, that to me, you know, sums up. I mean, they're ecstatic about the fact. Obviously, they're big, and what he said, we're Reed's parents first, but they love the way he said that was kind of like, okay, yeah, we love Kentucky.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
we do. We've loved, and, you know, so the ties to the program and everything is I think what's going to keep Reed sort of there. But let's hear what he had to say. Let's turn it over to Reed and see what he had to say after the signing.
All right, here with Reed Shepherd. Reed, tell us first of all what this means to you playing for the University of Kentucky.
Oh, it means everything. You know, being a little boy from Kentucky, it's always been a dream of mine to go to the University of Kentucky and play basketball. So finally being able to have the opportunity and finally put the pen to paper here, it means everything to me, and I'm super excited.
Some of the guys that you could potentially be playing with, of course, we won't go into exactly who, but does that excite you a little bit?
Yeah, it's super exciting. You know, I can't wait to get up there and, you know, you always want to play with the best players in the nation and play against them. And knowing next year I'm going to be able to go up and play with the best players in the nation, with the best coaches in the nation, the best fans in the nation, you know, it's super, super exciting. I can't wait to get up there.
So you said earlier that that you feel like you could play better than your mom and your dad.
Yeah, that's just something I'm just not gonna say mom and dad are gonna be better than me. That's just a mindset of mine. But no, they had great careers, and I'm gonna take all the knowledge that they put into me through my life, basketball and outside of basketball, and just go up there and try to be the best I can.
So you know, when you what was it about, obviously, other than, you know, your family history, but what was it about Kentucky that really turned you on to play in there?
Just the whole atmosphere of being there. And like I said earlier, you know, I'm a little kid from Kentucky. It's always been a dream of mine. But, you know, seeing what Coach Cal does with his players, he gets them in and builds them to be better people and better basketball players and gets them a good spot outside of basketball and later in life. And whether that's basketball or not, he's got a spot for you. And I'm just super excited to be up there.
Hey, Reed, do you have a number preference when you get to Kentucky? Or if something's taken, do you have a couple numbers in mind you want to wear?
I got a couple, but I'm not 100% sure. I'm going to keep that one to myself right now, but I got a couple that I'm thinking about.
Is it a hard choice with your family history and all
that? Yeah, it will be a hard choice when it comes down to it.
So did it feel like this day took forever to get here?
It did. You know, it felt like I've been committed forever, and it's a good thing. You know, I'm super excited to finally be able to put the pen to paper and get done with it. Now I can go and enjoy my senior season with my best friends and some of my teammates.
All right, now a fun question. All right, we're big into the shoe game. We love Jordans. All right, well, what's your shoe game?
I got a couple pair of Dunks. I like the Dunks. I got a pair of Jordan 1s on right now, so I like these. But I'm a big shoe guy. I like shoes. I can get down with the shoe game.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, and good luck to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
So he's got the shoe game going on too.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we know that. I mean, he's got the shoe game. But what, I mean, what was your biggest takeaway? First of all,
we got to address the comment.
Go ahead, and you address that one.
I don't know if I saw the whole comment, but Austin was talking about what if he don't get enough attention. He's not going to get the attention of this guy and that guy gets. Is he going to leave? It's going to be all about him at the end of the day. Here's my thing. Reed Sheppard has got enough attention in his life to do him a lifetime. I don't think Reed Sheppard needs the number one attention at UK. Now, he's going to need to play. Everybody wants to play. You know what I mean? He's going to be – Reed Sheppard's going to play and be a part of the team and a part of the success. And I think that he's the type of kid, from what I know, that don't want all the attention. He's not going to need all that attention. He's got plenty of attention in his life. So I think he's going to be fine with being a team player and winning at the University of Kentucky.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we return, we got more coming your way. You're listening to Wildcat Sports Talk, presented by the Kentucky Daily.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
Coming in out of the rain and hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places.
If you've been injured in an accident through no fault of your own, you have options. Don't let insurance companies tell you what your case is worth. Call me, Jeremy Bryant, at 606-261-7381. At Bryant Law, we want you to get the highest possible recovery for your injuries. We can help you with your car wreck, slip and fall, or workers' compensation case. No one should have to withstand the pain, suffering, and inconvenience of a debilitating injury without just compensation. Bryant Law, experience you can trust. Come see Kentucky Creative Bistro and Gallery at South Park Center in Corbin. We are an art gallery and bistro serving a variety of sandwiches, cakes, and coffees. We cater to offices, large groups, and deliver to the local area. If you dine in, you'll experience the vast talent that Kentucky has to offer. Our selections for sale include paintings, photography, and crafts. If you are a Kentucky artist wanting to get your work out to the world, contact us today. We are also now seeking writers for our new endeavor, Kentucky Creative Press.
Cyber Solutions is Southeastern Kentucky's new premier web development company. Find contact information on our website at cybersolutionsky.com. Cyber Solutions offers web development services to small businesses and sole proprietors for $999. Let us develop your website and help grow your business. E-commerce websites available for the same price. We offer referral fees too. Find contact info at cybersolutionsky.com. Let us help you prosper. cybersolutionsky.com.
Floodwaters in eastern Kentucky have destroyed homes and businesses, displaced families, devastated communities, and claimed the lives of our fellow Kentuckians. Radio and television stations across the Commonwealth have united as one voice to help our fellow Kentuckians in need. Please consider supporting the Team Eastern Kentucky Flood Relief Fund today. Simply go to kba.org and click the Donate Now button. This message of hope is provided by the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station.
What rhymes with great?
Participate.
Where does greatness start? Here, in the classroom.
On the diamond.
In the pool.
On the field.
Where will your greatness take you?
To better grades.
To more friends.
Yeah!
Be great.
Participate! Yeah.
Wildcat Sports Talk is presented by the Kentucky Daily. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the show. As we are once again keeping it rolling along for you.
Catch us up on some comments there, partner.
I can see Lance Ware transfer before I see Collins leaving. That's not happening either.
I hope nobody. I don't know who's going to leave.
Lance Ware?
I don't see him leaving. No.
I don't see that happening.
Which he was sick last game.
Yeah, he's not leaving.
You going to listen to this music the whole time?
Yeah, we are. Again, predictions, though, for Louisville and Kentucky. Tim, I'm going to let you go first.
Man. I was trying to remember what my predictions were for the last Kentucky football game, Georgia game. I don't think either one of us got it close.
No.
even though I predicted we'd lose.
Mm-hmm. You did.
And we did.
That's what you do.
I'm going to say all right, let me see here. I'm going to say I should have thought about this a little bit more ahead of time.
All right, I'm going to go. I'll do mine first. I think the Cats are going to win 27-17.
10-point win by the Cats. I'm going to say that as bad as I hate to say it, 24-21 Louisville.
You're really going to predict against us?
I'm done with it, man. If they're going to let me down, then I'm going to call it like I see it. I love them.
Go
hey,
ahead.
Here's my thing.
Go ahead,
here's
guys.
My thing. No.
Let him have it.
Yeah, let me have it. I'm the biggest Kentucky fan any of you all know.
I mean,
and ever will be. Now, look, did we say what do we hope happens? Or did we say what do we predict that will happen? Like predicting the future, right? We're making a prediction that we're going to try to let people that are watching and listening to this show, we're going to let them know what we really, really think might happen. Not what we want to happen, Adam. What we think will happen. I think we'll probably lose. I hope we win. I hope we win 35-14.
But, I mean, you really went out on a limb there predicting Louisville to win by three when the spread.
Well, we're favored by 2.5.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know.
Well, I didn't pick the spread just to win by three.
I mean, but.
My thing is, dude, they lead the nation in sacks. And that is our biggest weakness, is getting sacked at the worst time.
Vernon Lowe says, Kentucky 10, Louisville 7, two overtimes. That'd be the most boring game on planet Earth.
And there's a good chance that could happen. Man, I hope I'm wrong. I hope we go out. Hey, and we see last year Will Levis. L's down, baby.
L's down, and we win by 40.
Yes, I would love it. Score every time we got the ball, touchdown.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Could happen.
Because you know why it could happen? Because what did we see last week? Flashes of last year Will Levis.
This is probably Levis' last game. Win or lose, I don't think he plays in the bowl game.
And if he don't play in the bowl game, I got something to talk about that later.
Yeah, me too. We'll see. No, I don't think he plays in the bowl game for Austin. I don't think he plays in the bowl game.
Austin, I don't know. I'm going to tell you right. Adam feels really confident about it. I think he's got an inside source telling him. Sometimes Adam don't tell me everything. So I don't know. I'm kind of 50-50 on it. I don't know. But Adam's got some kind of inside source telling him he's not going to, but I think it'd be a horrible mistake if he don't play in the bowl game.
I know he's not going to.
You know? Well, put it out there if you know it.
I mean, he's not going to play in the bowl game.
He's not?
I don't think he is.
Oh, added that little I don't think at the end there.
I just don't think he is.
All right. Well, I hope you're wrong because I want to remember him in a pleasant way.
Tim, you're wrong. Georgia had one sack last week.
What'd I say? What was I wrong about?
I don't know what you're wrong about.
I said that we saw flashes of last year Will Levis last game, right?
Right.
And Georgia, if I'm not mistaken, Mark, Georgia don't lead the nation in sacks. Not sure.
Will's last game will be against Louisville. So.
And I hate that, too, because that's going to leave a bad taste in my mouth, brother.
Especially if we lose.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if we win the bowl game, all's forgiven.
Yeah.
Just don't come back. I'm just going to say it. Go ahead and say it because it's on my mind.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't put it out there.
All right. We'll hold on to that thought.
We'll hold on to that for now. Kansas is trying to come back against Tennessee. The score is 21-26 currently. We're excited about watching the second half of this game. You know, just to see what happens.
What we say? I hold on to it, but
well, Tim, Georgia's defense is pretty darn good.
Georgia's defense is really good. That's why I said that we were surprised with what happened, and that's why I said that we saw flashes of last year Will Levis. I did say that.
Did you say that?
The thing is, man, if and I said, you know what I said earlier in the show, the key to us winning the game is to avoid losing yards on sacks.
Yeah.
It can be done. I wouldn't bet it.
You wouldn't bet it?
What do you think, over and under on sacks? How many times will Kentucky get sacked tomorrow?
Three.
Five. I say five, at least.
I'm taking the under on five.
Well, yeah.
I'm taking the under on five.
Yeah, I say we get five. I say we get hammered about five times sacked.
I'm going to say three is about the number.
You know what the key to that is, though, when they happen. If it happens to stop a drive on a third down, you're in trouble. You know?
Yeah, that's true. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning into the show. We really do appreciate you and all that you are and do for us, because without you, we're nothing. Right?
Nothing.
So, again, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you can check us out anywhere. Anywhere you get your podcast at, you can check us out on the radio, of course. 106.3, the big one. 98.5, the Light of London. You can also check us out online, worldwide, www.wildcatsportstalk.com. My name's Adam.
My name's Tim.
And we are Wildcat Sports Talk, presented by the Kentucky Daily. Y'all take care. Working on my truck. I don't like to fight, but I ain't scared to bleed. Most don't mess with a guy like me. Best blue jeans have skull rings.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.